It's time for Rowan County Basketball on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Tonight's game sponsored by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Caskey Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Coffee Tree Books the Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Gateway Cycles, Holbrook Drugs, JCA Auto Sales, Larry Knipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Boarhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimist Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Staggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned, tip-off is minutes away on the voice of Rowan County Athletics, 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.
And this afternoon from Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium and Claudia Hicks Court on the campus of Rowan County Senior High School in Moorhead, it's a 61st district seed game between the Lady Panthers of Fleming County and the Lady Vikings of Rowan County. Hello, everyone. I'm Randy Stacy for WIVY Sports. The Panthers, coached by Brad Cox, are 12-5 overall, 6-2 in the region, and 2-1 in the 61st district. Rowan County, coached by Matt Stokes, 11-8 overall, 6-5 in the region, 2-1 in the 61st district. I can tell you, since 1999, Rowan County has won 35 and Fleming County 19 in this series, and Rowan County has won the last seven meetings. This is a big one. Every district seed game is a big one, and we'll have the lineups when we come back after this on WIVY.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
This is Caleb Staggs, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road, beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Go-To Solutions and Linex of Moorhead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Linex spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with Value Guard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions and Linex of Moorhead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians, such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go-To Solutions in Linex and Moorhead, located just off I-64 exit 133 in the industrial park.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have five convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Morehead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall in Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pool tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pool tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pool tab games. Two coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Morehead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall in Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 001694.
The Fulton County Lady Panthers have won two in a row as they come into the game tonight, and they are will start at one guard, Lacey Burns, 5'3 senior, averaging 7.9 points and 2.5 rebounds. Well, this the clock situation here to start the game has been a little different. So right now we're going to have the opportunity for the Round County Pep Band to play our national anthem. The Round County Pep Band on hand tonight, and that just played our national anthem. Continuing with Fleming County, again, Lacey Burns at a guard, Sadie Price at a guard, a 5'7 senior, averaging 9.8 points and 4.4 rebounds. At a third guard, Ava Watson, a 5'5 sophomore, averaging 10.8 points and 3.4 rebounds. Ariana Adams will be at a forward, a 5'10 junior, averaging 14.7 points and 7.2 rebounds. That's team highs in both of those categories. And Amira Jackson will be at a forward, 5'10 senior, averaging 4.3 points and 7.1 rebounds. And with the two big 5'10 girls inside, that will present Round County with a problem. Burns, Price, that's Sadie Price, and Watson, the guards, Adams and Jackson at the forwards. For Round County at a guard, Diamond Wills, a 5'5 junior, averaging 11.2 points and 3.8 rebounds. At a guard, Kelby Ford, a 5'6 eighth grader, averaging 12.2 points, 4.4 rebounds. Third guard, Brindley Walker, a 5'8 freshman, averaging 6.2 points and 2.2 rebounds. The forwards, Lauren Eastham, a 5'8 sophomore, averages 3.6 points and a team-high 6.2 rebounds. And the other forward, Olivia Beach, a 5'8 senior, averaging 7.2 points and 5.3 rebounds. So it's Wills, Ford, and Walker, the guards, Eastham and Beach at the forwards. The JV game, Round County's JV had an outstanding game, and they won over Fleming County 44-29. The officiating crew, Roy Wright is the referee, along with Eric Clark and Ken Huddleston. We'll be back with the tip-off after this on WIVY.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville. Holbrook Drug is not like the big box store pharmacies. Holbrook Drug really knows their customers and their needs. They truly care about each customer. You're not just a number. The dollar spent at Holbrook Drug stays in Moorhead and helps the community. Come into Holbrook Drug today and experience the difference of a truly locally owned small-town pharmacy. Old-fashioned charm and modern elegance. Holbrook Drug, Main Street, Moorhead.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The rugged, reliable, affordable Workmaster compact tractor is now available in 25 horsepower. Montgomery Tractor Sales introduces the Workmaster 25 from New Holland. It's made to last with big tractor backbone, heavy-duty internal components, and a fuel-saving three-cylinder engine. You'll enjoy comfortable seating, great visibility, and a price that's easy on the wallet. Learn more about the Workmaster 25 today at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Round County Schools and St. Clair Regional Medical Center will be offering free sports physicals to any student in grades 2 through 12 on Monday, February 5th and Wednesday, February 25th. That's at Round County Senior High School from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. each day. Sign-up will begin at 4:30 p.m. Students must be signed in by 7:30. Students under the age of 18 must have a parent or guardian present at the time of the physical. Physical forms will be available on-site, or you may visit the Round County Schools website at round.kyschools.us and click on helpful links, then parents and students, and scroll to the bottom to print your own copy. If you have any questions, please contact Renee Smith, Director of District Health Services, at 606-784-8928, extension 2020. Nice crowd from Fleming County. They've traveled rail. Round County has its student section and a nice crowd across the way. And we're just about set to go. Fleming County in the road black uniforms with gold numbers, gold lettering, and white trim. They'll be moving right to left as we view things. Center court right at the bottom part of level number 2 here at Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium. Round County in the home white uniforms with green lettering, green numbers, and black trim. As they turn down the lights somewhat and have the spotlight on for Round County's introductions. Tomorrow night we'll be back with you. 5:45 pregame, 6 o'clock start for the girls' game, 7:30 start roughly for the boys' game. It will be a 61st District doubleheader, Round County in Frenchburg against the Menifee County Lady Cats and Wildcats. Current standings in the 61st District girls, Fleming County and Round County are each 2-1. Bath County is at 3-2, and Menifee County is at 0-3. Brown County in the midst of a four-game losing streak to Madison Central, Nicholas County, Ashland Blazer, and Bath County. Got three more district games, and they certainly need to get that turned around as we go forth with those. The boys have Fleming County at 3-0, Round County at 2-1, Menifee County at 1-2, and Bath County at 0-3. The boys will play, let's see when the boys play Fleming County. That's coming up next week. Okay. Tap controlled by Round County, and Walker has it, hands it off to Eastham against the man-to-man. She's being guarded by Ariana Adams. Right side it goes to Walker. Looks to a cutting Diamond Wills. Lays it up and in. First bucket goes to Diamond Wills. Round County 2-0. Pressure in backcourt. Sadie Price. Lacey Burns gets it ahead to Sadie Price. Down in front court they come. Layup is good by Amira Jackson on an assist from Ava Watson. Tied at 2. Eastham gives it up to Walker. Walker being guarded by Burns. Takes it in, lays it up and in, all the way to the basket. Nobody stopped her. 4-2, Round County. Round County presses. And it goes to Watson. Oh, my goodness. Wow, I thought it was bad enough with one of the other officials. Now, Eric Clark comes up and calls a tough foul on Kelby Ford. But it is Watson. Bounces off to Amira Jackson. Watson gets it back, goes into the lane. And they're going to call another foul. Somebody must have told Mr. Clark that he's being paid by the whistle. He has two quick whistles on this one. That one will go on Olivia Beach, her first and the team's second. At the free throw line is Ava Watson. She is a 78% free throw shooter. Free throw up and no good. Left-hander puts it up. That one bounces no good. Rebound by Beach. Comes out on the dribble. Gets it across court to Walker. Who's in behind the inside to Ford. Back to Beach. Layup is no good. And a couple of people could be called for the foul here. They're going to put it on Sadie Price. That's her first. Beach will go to the free throw line for two. She's a 48% free throw shooter on the season. Puts it up. Good. Brown County by 3. Beach puts it up. Good. And by 4. 6-2, 6:35 to go in the quarter. Watson has it in. She's double-teamed in backcourt. Cross court. Stolen away by Kelby Ford if she can keep it in bounds, which she does. Off to Wills, inside the Eastham, back to Beach. Beach drives down the lane, and they grab her arm. Well, it was left for Roy Wright to make the call, and he did. That will be on Amira Jackson, her first, and the team second. Beach back to the line for 2. Put it up, no good off the back of the iron. Beach puts that one up. Good. 8-2. 7-2, excuse me. 5-point lead. Watson gets it back to Burns. Burns near the timeline to Sadie Price. Has it knocked away in the backcourt. Picked up by Burns back in front court. Cross court pass to Watson. The left, it goes in. Bounces underneath. Amira Jackson puts it up. No good. And should belong to Fleming County, and it does. Thank you.
Price gets it in to Watson. Inside it goes to Jackson. Pass off to Adams, and she's fouled. Beach gets her second. Ariana Adams, 70% free throw shooter, will have two. Puts it up short off the front of the rim. Free throw up, rolls around and goes in. First point for Adams, 7-3 the score. Easton gets it across the timeline to Walker. Gets it baseline to Wills, and it, whoa, it's kicked. Right in front of one official who didn't blow his whistle, so they had to catch up with the play a little bit because it's obviously kicked. Round County will have it under their own basket. Into Easton. Easton has it knocked away. She's got to be tougher with it. And it's fouled. Sadie Price comes in. Sort of bails out Easton on that one. No. Exits on Burns, her first. Team's third. Kelby Ford to inbound. It's into Walker. Three-pointer left wing is good. Rolls in. Walker now with her ninth three-pointer in the season. Adams has it. Off to Burns. Inside it goes to Amira Jackson. Throws it away. Stolen by Diamond Wills. Nobody ahead of her. Picks her dribble up. Gives it off to Easton. Sadie Price is going to guard Easton when she's playing the point guard spot. Off to Diamond Wills. And she's fouled by Ava Watson. It wasn't a good pass. Ava Watson timed it perfectly. The only thing is she bumped into the Round County player going for the ball. Round County will have it under their own basket, leading 10-3 with 5:13 to go in the first quarter. Ford needs help. It's in the beach. Off the wheels. She goes baseline. Fall away jumper. She's never going to get a foul call on that one. And here comes Burns with it. Ball didn't even make it to the backboard. Burns throws it up good. 10-5. Marion County has it in the front court. Underneath Wills. Wills puts it up, misses the layup. Great pass from Ford. Blows the easy one. And here comes Burns in the corner. Sadie Price, three-pointer good. 10-8, two-point lead. Five straight for the Lady Panthers. Easton right side. Kelby Ford, three-pointer left side. Backs a hard off the rim. Rebound Walker comes in, misses a layup. And a foul on Easton. They won't miss that one. Easton's first. Team's fourth. Four each way. We're going to get in the two-shot bonus quickly in this game. Ball comes in backcourt against the press by Burns. Stolen away. Wills gets it, throws up the shot. And Watson is standing there with her hands straight up, but it's not going to work. They are going to, unfortunately for Watson, charge her with her second foul. Diamond Wills, a 71% free throw shooter, has 2 points in the game. We'll shoot two. No good. And I think we have a timeout. Fleming County will take a timeout, and it's a 30-second timeout. Again tomorrow night in Menifee County. See if we can look ahead this week. On Friday,
Fleming County boys will be here for a 7:30 game. Then we jump to next Tuesday, February 6th. Round boys will be at Montgomery County. A week from Wednesday, the 7th of February, the round girls will be at Fleming County. On the 9th, February 9th, round boys will have a home game against Bath County, 7:30. And let's go back to play. Here's Diamond Wills has one more free throw attempt. Misses that one. Rebound comes off to Amira Jackson. Gets it ahead to Sadie Price. Back to Lacey Burns. Price goes to the free throw line. Jumper up. Good. And that will tie this one up for the second time. As Round County's giving up 7 straight points, I believe. Diamond Wills goes in, throws it up over the backboard. Beach gets it, puts it up and in. Beach has 5. Pressure in backcourt. Ball ahead to Price. Bounces it off, stolen by Ford. Ford will roll in with it and lay it up and in. 14-10, Round County with 4 quick ones. Right side, Adams, 3-pointer, no good. Rebound. Wills chases it down. She's up the left side. Angles the middle, has it back to batted away. But it goes to Easton. Easton right wing to Kelby Ford, and she has a 3-pointer, and it's back to the biggest lead of the game, matching the biggest lead of the game, 17-10 for Round County. Adams has it left the side and hands it off to Mallory Price, who's in the game now. That's to Burns. She throws up a left-handed layup. Doesn't get it. Out to Ford. Ford to Wills inside to Beach. She lays it up in. And Round County out by 9 now. 9 straight for the Lady Vikings. Ball across the timeline to Amira Jackson. Sadie Price gets it back. Penetrates down the left side. Throws it up. Nice shot. Sadie Price with 7. Had to shoot it over top of Easton and got it to fall. Left side. Down the wheels. Goes inside. Has it blocked. Out of bounds by Amira Jackson. A lot of big height differential there. Okay, Avery Argo comes in, as does Chloe Holland for Fleming County. Burns gets a break. And Amira Jackson got a break. Inside to Easton, puts it up and in. Nice pass from Kelby Ford. 21-12, Round County, minute 55 to go here in the first quarter. Ariana Adams bounces across the timeline to Sadie Price. Struggles, gets it back to Adams. Adams penetrates to the left elbow. Now backs it off, looks inside, gives it out deep to Holland. Holland goes right side. Straight away to Mallory Price, and now Sadie Price. Left side to Argo. Sadie Price as they pass it around. Underneath, Sadie Price gives it out for a little jumper by Holland. No good. Rebound, Easton. She comes down on dribble. Gets it ahead to Beach. Has it knocked away and stolen, but she's out of bounds. Nice hustle play there by Argo, but she ended up out of bounds. And here comes Josie Furnish. And she had a nice JV game in Round County's win. And Beach will go out with the 2 fouls. What? Ball comes into Walker, goes underneath, puts it up, good. Brantley Walker aggressive, drives to the basket, and it's 23-12, 11-point lead. Open three-pointer, left corner's round, doesn't get back, wide open by Argo, and she knocks it down. That's her 9th of the season. 23-15, 8-point lead with 48 seconds to go in the quarter. Started out a slow scoring game, but it's at 23-15 to score now. Wills jumper from the free throw line, no good. Rebound, Easton throws it away.
goes all the way down the end of the floor. She was trying to get it to Walker. Walker cut one way in the ball. Went on down to the end of the floor. 30.5 seconds to go. And Fleming County will have it under their own basket. And it comes to Holland. Holland, cross-court pass. Driving with it is Argo. Stolen away by Furnish. Gets it. Golly. They've got to value ball possession better than they do, the Lorain County Lady Vikings. They throw it away on the far side. 20.2 seconds to go. There's no need to be in a hurry in that one. Sadie Price back with it. Right side to Holland. Mallory Price. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds, and they're going to give it to Fleming County with 5.1 to go. Argo took another three-pointer. It was no good. We got a nosebleed, maybe? And it is Sadie Price that is going to come out and get checked, and Lacey Burns will come in. Okay, there's blood on the floor, so we're going to hold for just a minute. I'm going to send the two teams to their benches while the appropriate material is brought out to clean up the blood on the floor. Well, the man to clean it up is going to be Coach Matt Stokes. They're checking the floor. Make sure that it's taken care of. And now they call the teams back out for the last 5.1 seconds in the quarter. And kind of playing man-to-man on this. Inside it comes to Adams. Puts it up and in. Adams gets her second and third points. And at the end of the first quarter, it's Round County 23, Fleming County 17. We'll be back after this on WIVY.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
This is Macy with Eagle Finance in Moorhead, and we can help with the extra cash you need. Whatever the reason, come see us. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off I-64. Loans made easy, payments made affordable. You can apply online at eagle.com or call us today at 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
Fleming County will have the basketball to start quarter number two. Brown County had an 11-point lead, and they gave away five of those quickly. Coming down the stretch of the first quarter. And counting man-to-man. Diving with it underneath. Kicking it back out is Argo. Mallory Price has it. Now with it is Watson. Watson angles to the free throw line. Has it knocked away by Easton. Oh, I guess she didn't hit it. And there's no argument. They say it goes to Round County on an over and back. And none of the Fleming County players nor coaching staff said anything about that one. Easton, left side, Walker. He's back on the dribble. Ford, Walker, open three-pointer on the wing, good. Walker has eight. They break the press ahead to Kelly, who's come in for the Lady Panthers. Back to Watson. Watson takes it around, hands it off to Argo. Now with it is Kelly. Mallory Price comes around. Kelby Ford jumps the passing lane, deflects it, but it gets back in the hands of Fleming County. Watson goes right with it. Goes in the lane, puts it up. No good. Rebound to Cassie Perkins, who's in the game now for Round County. Walker off to Ford. Three-pointer rims out. No good. And the rebound's off to Fleming County. Eddie goes up the right side to Argo. Ball's deflected. Walker comes up with it. Comes out on the dribble. Bounces off to Kelby Ford. Puts it up and in. She's got 9. And the lead's back to 11. 28-17. Mallory Price. Against backcourt pressure. Gets in the hand of Amira Jackson. Right side. Three-pointer on the way by Argo's good. We've got a couple of the triples. And the lead's down to 8, 28-20. Round County leads 5:51 to go in the second quarter. Perkins. Easton exchange passing back to Perkins. She sticks the ball right out in front to take a three-pointer and invites Argo to come in and block it. And she does. And Fleming County will get the basketball. Stepping into a three-pointer is Mallory Price. Wow. Amira Jackson just about took Easton down on the rebound, and Fleming County keeps the basketball. Amira Jackson standing on the three-point arc. Gets it out deep to Kelly. Now a three-pointer on the way by Mallory Price. No good. Rebound. Easton on the dribble. Underneath the Furnish. Furnish puts it up. A lot of contact twice, and they get her on the second one. Mara Jackson gets her second, the team's first of the quarter. Furnish, 4-for-6 on free throws on the varsity level this season. She has a couple. Puts it up too hard. Is it going to bounce in? Oh, no. Almost got it on the bounce. One more free throw for the 8th grader, Josie Furnish. Puts it up, and it's no good off to the right, but she stepped in too quick anyway, so she will not be charged with a free throw attempt, but she knew that one was shanked off to the left. She tried to get off there quickly to get the rebound. Pass ahead in a hurry to Holland. Holland penetrates in, jumper from about 16 feet left side. No good. Rebound comes out to Argo. Sadie Price drives baseline. Tries a reverse layup. No good. Easton has the rebound. 28-20, 4:47 to go before halftime. Easton has it deflected. Boy, you just got to be stronger than that. I thought she got fouled, but you got to play through the contact. Roy Wright says he didn't see a contact, so as asked by Round County coach Matt Stokes that. Sadie Price is tied up. And hustle, good hustle by Josie Furnish, but she's going to get a foul. It'll be Fleming County basketball under their own bucket. Comes into Argo. Gets it back after passing it out to Holland.
Inside it goes to Adams. That got Argo, three-pointer, good. Hey, watch, he's got three in this game. They're going to need the garter. That's 11 for the season. Cuts the lead to 5 at 28-23. Easton bounces off to Wills. Perkins has it. To Wills. Baseline Walker. Spins into the lane. A little left-handed shot. Will not fall. Furnish gets the rebound. She gets fouled. Walker gets fouled. Goodness gracious. Diamond Wills with it. Thrown away by Perkins. Comes Shady Price. Puts it up. No good. Tapped up and in by Holland. And the lead's down to 3, 28-25. 8 straight points for the Fleming County Lady Panthers. Perkins drives underneath. A little off-balance jumper. No good. It goes off to Walker. She goes up. And she has Avery Argo hanging all over her, so she will go to the line. Walker for 2 fouls. Shots. Argo's first. Walker will shoot 2. Puts it up. Good. Came into the game as a 61% free throw shooter. Here comes Mallory Price back in, and out goes Argo. And in for Round County is Bennett Thomas, and out goes Perkins. Walker, too hard, but it bounces back, doesn't go in. Mallory Price with the rebound. She's hustling up court. It's in the corner to Holland. Now back to Mallory Price. And with it is Burns. 29-25, 3:05 to go in the half. With the ball is Adams. She'll take a three-pointer. High off it. Glass no good, and with it is Thomas. To Easton. Thomas walked with it. They didn't call it. And tries to feed Furnish. She saves it. Wow. Walker, base three-pointer from the side. No good. Rebound. Easton bounces it out. Left side it goes to Wills. Wills penetrates. Off to Easton. Left side Walker. She goes inside. Cross court to Thomas. In the corner, Wills. Three-pointer Diamond Wills is no good. Way long. And we got a tie-up on the rebound. Round County will get it. And here comes Kelby Ford back in. She's got a nice break. Walker will get the rest with 2:26 to go before halftime. Ford needs somebody to move. And out it comes to Wills. Bounces in the free throw line to Ford. Comes back to Wills. Wills goes under. Has it deflected. Nope. Says he just lost it. She turns around with great surprise to Eric Clark, the official, said, "How was that? Didn't change the call." 29-25, 2:10 now to go in the half. A lot of turnovers, especially for Round County. Jumper left side taken by Holland, no good, and rebound underneath by Fleming County. I don't know if there was a shot on it or not. I don't think so, but well, I guess there was. They put the foul on Kelby Ford, her second. Shot up, good, by Sadie Price. She's got 8. Leads down to 3. Short. Rebound. Ford. Ford ahead to Wills. Now she's in a trap. In trouble. She's back out. She was fouled. Didn't get a call on that. I mean, Ford takes a three-pointer from the outside. No good. Here comes Fleming County. Nobody comes back with Holland. She gets it, but instead of shooting it, she feeds it back outside to Sadie Price, who goes underneath all the way into the basket, centers to Adams. Oh, Mallory Price walked. Oh, my goodness. Adams. Ison's also in the game for Round County. 1:20 to go in the half. Sadie Price. Off three-pointer on the way by Burns. Bounces high. Good. And we're tied at 26. Third tie of the game. Third 29, rather, excuse me. On the other end, Diamond Will sneaks behind him on the baseline and lays it up and in. And Round County goes right back out on top. Sadie Price, fall away in the lane off the glass. Good. 31 apiece. 42 seconds to go. Right side, Thomas. Throws across her body and almost has it stolen underneath. Wills has it blocked by Adams. She swung all the way down with it. Normally that'll draw a foul on the shot, but not on that one. 25 seconds. And looks like Fleming County may take the last shot with a chance to go in the halftime with a lead. Ariana Adams drives all the way underneath. Has it blocked. They're going to call a foul. Foul will be on Bennett Thomas, her second. Adams will shoot two. Puts it up. Good. First lead change of the game. Out goes Thomas, and in comes with Shayna Abbott for the first time. 11.6 seconds to go, and it's a two-point lead for the Fleming County Lady Panthers. Ford is fouled. Hannah Kelly gets her first, the team's third. And it comes to Abbott. Knocked away, but Ford gets it, goes underneath, puts it up, and in. They fouled Abbott, but they didn't call it, and Kelby Ford gets a basket because of it. And we go to the half tied at 33. 33 apiece. Good second quarter for the Fleming County Lady Panthers. We'll come back with the scoring and stats after this on WIVY.
Hi there, neighbors. This is Tammy from Kofor's Jewelry, inviting you to come by and visit Tim and I. We have new inventory, new selection, with a brand new look. Let us help you in finding the perfect shine or sparkle for you or your loved ones. Bring any of your jewelry repair needs in and let Tim get them back to the way they once were. We're at the same great location, 125 Pinecrest Drive, Morehead, Kentucky. Or give us a call at 606-691-4069. Kofor's Jewelry, making memories and moments last a lifetime.
The Porter Group Insurance Agency does more than just Medicare. We offer hospital indemnity plans to help with hospitalization copays. We offer cancer plans, life insurance, and more. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review of your life and health insurance needs. That's 606-780-1387 for the direction you need. Online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisps, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
There are moments in our lives that change everything, where hard work pays off with a burst of opportunity. That's why each year, Kentucky Farm Bureau and its county offices give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in college scholarships. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that more Kentuckians have a chance to achieve their dreams. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Back at Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium, it was 23-17, Round County at the one. At the end of one, Round County only scored 10 points in the second quarter, and meanwhile 16 points for Fleming County, so it's 33-33. One lead change. Fleming County led by as many as two. Round County led by as many as 11, and there were ties at 2, 10, 26, 31, and 33. Scoring for Fleming County, 10 points for Sadie Price, 9 points for Avery Argo on 3 3-point field goals, 5 points for Lacey Burns, 5 points for Ariana Adams, 2 points each for Amira Jackson and Chloe Holland. 12 field goals for Fleming County, 5 of them 3-pointers, 4 of 8 from the free throw line, and 33 points. For Round County, leading the way with 11 points, Kelby Ford, 9 for Brindley Walker, 7 for Olivia Beach, 4 for Diamond Wills, and 2 for Lauren Eastham. 13 field goals for Round County, 3 of them 3-pointers, 4 of 9 from 3-point range, and 33 points. Fleming County, 12 of 26 from the field, 46.2%, 5 of 10 from 3-point range, 50%, and 4 of 8, 50% from the free throw line. Round County, 13 of 29, 44.8%, 3 of 9 from behind the arc for 33.3%, and 4 of 9, 44.4% from the free throw line. Round County led rebounds with 20 to 14, leading the way with 6 rebounds for Round County was Lauren Eastham, and for the Fleming County Panthers, Amira Jackson had 4. 8 fouls whistled on Fleming County, 2 each on Amira Jackson and Ava Watson. 7 fouls on Round County, 2 each on Kelby Ford. Well, wait a minute, I have that in as 8 fouls, but they only show 7. And who's the score sheet have them on? It's 2 on Ford, 2 on Beach, 1 on Easton, 1 on Thomas, and 1 on Furnish. So Thomas, they only charged with the 1 personal foul. Assists, 6 assists for Fleming County, 10 assists for Round County, 4 of those for Kelby Ford. 7 turnovers on Fleming County, 6 on Round County. 2 blocked shots for the Lady Panthers, none for Round County. 1 steal for Fleming County. 5 steals for Round County. Ford and Wills each have 2. Points off turnovers, 8 apiece. Second chance points, 3 apiece. Fleming County, 11 points off the bench. Round County, 9. Fleming County gets 11 largely because Avery Argo has 3 three-pointers in that first quarter. Power Star Tractors from Montgomery Tractors for Sale have an unbeatable combination of power and utility with 69 to 100 PTO horsepower. Power Star Tractors will handle jobs in the field, the barnyard, and everywhere in between. Increase your productivity with best-in-class cab visibility and outstanding comfort. Plus, choose the factory-installed loader that best matches your needs. Find your Power Star at Montgomery Tractor Sales, Mount Sterling, and Flemingsburg. We'll be back with the second half after this on WIVY.
Caskey Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more.
Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bowties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Caskey's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Caskey Story, 2500 U.S. Highway 60, east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Eagle Chevrolet GMC in downtown Moorhead has an outstanding selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. You can go online to EagleChevyKY.com to check out their inventory, their expert service options, special offers and incentives, and what their customers are having to say. Also, check them out on Facebook and see pictures of those happy customers. Call the sales and service departments at 606-784-6411. That's Eagle Chevrolet GMC, 329 East Main Street in Moorhead.
Providing exceptional medical care is top priority at Sterling Healthcare. If you've not had the opportunity to meet the friendly staff and providers at any one of the nine locations in Stanton, Carlisle, Owingsville, Winchester, or Mount Sterling, you're invited to stop in and see what so many new patients are discovering. A skilled team of professionals committed to providing quality healthcare regardless of a patient's ability to pay. Sterling Healthcare, here for your family.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowan County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan, simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Fleming County and Round County tied at 33 at the half. This is girls' play. Fleming County will have the basketball to start half number two. And here come the Panthers. With it is Burns. It's a Round County man-to-man. Inside Amira Jackson. Puts it up no good. Wow. That's a horrible call by Roy Wright. You don't want to say that much, but Amira Jackson sort of manhandled someone. They're going to put that on Beach of Round County, and that's her third. And then they call another one. This is going to be on Kelby Ford, and that's her third. Comes in, laid up and in by Adams. He's got the strength just to clear arms away and put it up and in. 35-33, Panthers lead. Walker inside the Beach. She's fouled. Fleming County, that will be Amira Jackson's third. Forward out to inbound. She's playing with three fouls. Several arm, but. Thrown away. Backcourt. Beach puts it up no good. And rebound put up and in by Watson. And that's a four-point lead for Fleming County. That's their biggest of the game. They're in a zone. Walker has it. Ford pops out to get it. Back to Walker. Wills comes out and gets it. Inside, Easton off to Ford. Has to stop with a jumper because she can't take a chance on being called for a charge. Gets that one to fall. She's got 13, and it's 37-35. Sadie Price drives into the lane. Fills it back out to Adams. She will go in, put it up, and it rolls in. 9 points for Ariana Adams. 39-35. All right, side Walker. Inside. Wills. Ford. Walker. Three-pointer right side. It bounces no good. Knocked out of bounds by Easton. And it'll... I'm not sure she even touched it. Probably should have been called for a foul, though. Just to be perfectly honest with you. She went over the top of Adams. And all they call is out of bounds. 6:27 to go. 39-35. Price. Watson in the corner. Sadie Price. Three-pointer no good. Ford has the rebound. Comes out with it. Takes it all the way under. Kicks it out to Wills. Two-pointer. She was on the line. We'll see that one from here. Gets the lead back to two. 39-37. Grabbing underneath. Having it blocked by Watson. Was Easton blocked it. Watson took the shot. Sadie Price out to inbound. Inside to Adams. Puts it up. Rolls it in. And timeout, Fleming County. Adams has six in this quarter. And a 30-second timeout taken by Coach Brad Cox. 41-37, the Lady Panthers lead. Olivia Beach is talking to one of the officials about something underneath. Now she and Stokes, she and Coach Stokes are talking about it. Brown County allowing Ariana Adams to get the ball underneath. And she and Amira Jackson by far are the two strongest players out there. And Ariana's taken 6 points this half. Here comes Brown County back with it against the 2-3 zone. 41-37, 5:50 to go in the third. Walker. Ford, right side, Easton bounces baseline Beach. Her jumper's up, no good, doesn't even make it over the rim. And here comes Sadie Price down the middle for the Lady Panthers. Left side with it, Watson. Underneath, Amira Jackson just came back in. Well, she had a chance to take it underneath. She's been in the lane forever. Shot up, no good. I mean, she was in the lane 10 seconds. Nyman Wills takes the ball to the rack, gets fouled. It will be on Ariana Adams, her first. And Wills, who's 0-2 from the free throw line, will shoot two. That one does not fall. Argo comes in, and Mary Jackson goes out. 0 for 4 for Diamond Wills at the free throw line. And all the way to the goal was Burns. Nobody stopped her, and it's a six-point lead for Fleming County. Inside two, forward, back out to Easton. Walker gets it, kicks it out right side. Wills, she goes under. Out to Walker, forward. Three-pointer by Kelby Ford. No good off the front of the rim. Rebound Beach. Kicks it out. Walker, three-pointer from the corner is good. 12 points for Walker. 43-40 the score. And Burns down the middle. Kicks out to Watson. And now Sadie Price with it. Green County now matching up man-to-man. Sadie Price takes it in the lane. Shoots it up. No good. And chasing it down is Easton. Off the forward, nice play by Watson to cut in there. And that's going to leave some cherry picking for it. Well, actually, they don't. She stops and takes a three-pointer. No good. Wow, that was Argo. She has been hitting it, that's for sure. And Watson's going to pick up a foul on the other end. She hustled back and eight was able to stop a layup. But there will be free throws. Ava Watson's third foul. Third in the quarter. And Wills will shoot two. Puts it up. Rattles that one home. Finally gets one to fall. She's got 7 points now. 43-41. That one not even close. And the rebound comes off to Adams. Hands it off to Burns. Now she starts down the middle of the floor and gets fouled. Well, they don't call that one. That was horrible. Diamond Wills definitely should have been called with a foul on that one. Walker, free throw line jumper for Round County is short. Sadie Price has the rebound. Bounces it ahead to Watson. Stops in the lane with a jumper. No good. Adams gets the rebound. Well, they're going to call a foul. Looked like Easton blocked it. But they're going to hit Easton with the foul, her second. Ariana Adams, 3 for 4. After missing her first free throw, she has hit her last three. 11 points. Pushes it up. No good off the back of the iron. Jesse Perkins in. And Meats will go out. Free throw up. Good. Somebody has to go out, as coming in is Mallory Price, and it is Burns that will go out. 44-41, 3:30 to go in the third quarter. Wells steps into a 16-footer that rims out, no good. Nobody under the rebound. Plymouth County slows it down a little bit. Sadie Price. All the way under, puts it up and in. 12 points for Price, 5-point lead for Lemon County. That was a drive. She took Kelby Ford. Wow. Heavy contact there on Kelby Ford. Adams, 3-pointer, good. And the lead is at 8. For Fleming County. 2:37. Low in the period. Right side, Wills. Drives inside. Court. Easton. Wills. 18-footer. And no good. And fortunately for Round County, Fleming County throws it away. Out goes Watson. And back in comes Lacey Burns for Fleming County. Ford needs some help. Gets it into Easton. 3-pointer Ford as she steps in. No good. And Fleming County's Adams has the rebound. Underneath Adams got to eat. No. Oh, my goodness. Eric Clark. Horrible call. And neither Huddleston or Wright blew it. I'm going to call it on Easton, her third. It was an absolute block shot on Ariana Adams. Matt Stokes was halfway out on the floor, and every official turned their head because they didn't want to see him out there because they knew it had been a bad call and didn't want to have to call a technical foul. Adams puts it up and in. 9-point lead. And as far as Clark's call, that one's no good rebound for Clark's call. The fact was he was way away from it. And a full timeout taken by Matt Stokes standing right beside Eric Clark. And he yelled full where you could have probably heard it out in the lobby. We'll be back with more after this on WIVY.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too. At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
This is Caleb Stagg, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Well, Brown County has its side backcourt down by 9 with 1:59 to go in the third quarter. This is the second quarter in a row that's not gone well for the Lady Vikings. And Brown County throws it away. They're playing the passing lanes in Round County. Sometimes they seem like they have no clue as to how to play that particular one and try to get an angle for a pass. Try to throw it through or over. Burns with it. Guarded by Walker. And she's got two hands on it. She doesn't even say anything, just heads back down the floor. It's a double dribble was called. Eastham across the timeline, a minute 35 now. Left side Perkins. They get a screen for Perkins. Can't get the shot off. Perkins fumbles it, goes into the lane, kicks out. Walker, three-pointer right side, no good. Rebound forward, puts it up and in. Cuts the lead to 7, 50 to 43, pressure in backcourt. Mallory Price gets it ahead to Watson. Watson ran over Furnish, but she did not square up and take the charge flush, so they did not give her the call on that. And the ball went out of bounds and will go to Fleming County. Adams to inbound. Mallory Price. Watson down the lane, puts it up and in. 9-point lead, 52-43, 55 seconds to go. And thrown away. With it, right side, Fleming County was Holland. 38 seconds. Right side, Burns. Inside, Adams. Puts it up, no good, but there's nobody to rebound. Except Chloe Holland, and she gets in and puts it in. 11-point lead. Walker goes inside, puts it up and in for Round County as they hustle the ball down the floor. 10 seconds to go. Wide open. Shot up, no good. Rebound thrown up, no good. That was by Watson. Easton doesn't know how much their time is, so she's not going to try a desperation shot. And we go to the fourth quarter with Fleming County playing really well right now, 54 to 45 over Round County. We'll be back in a moment here on WIVY.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses. Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Brown County has the basketball to start the final quarter, and they have 9 points to make up, 54-45. I may have said 11. That's definitely 9. And Furnish dribbles inside and gets tied up. Basket goes back to Fleming County. Brown County outscored in the second quarter, 16-10 and 21-12 in the third quarter. And it comes to Burns. Burns across the logo. Left side it goes to Price. Takes in and puts it up. No good. No good rebound. Wills. Puts it up. No good. Rebound Beach. Gets knocked down right in front of her. The guy who, Eric Clark, who's not the Brown County happiest right now, but Roy Wright comes in and puts a fourth foul on Amira Jackson. First foul of the quarter. Beach will shoot two. This is it short. Five of 14 from the free throw line for Round County in this one. Finch puts it up. Good. She's got 8, 54-46. Across the timeline with it is Watson. Hands off to Burns. Sadie Price penetrates in. Has it blocked by Eastham. Out of bounds. It'll go to Fleming County. Ball comes into Burns. Still working with it is Burns. Goes all the way under. Puts it up. No good. Partially blocked by Eastham. And she comes out with it on the dribble. Right side, Walker. Eastham. Wills throws it away. And here comes Sadie Price. Puts it up and in. Defense! 56-46. 10-point lead. Left side, forward. Penetrates inside. Floats it up. No good. Cannot get it to fall. And Ariana Adams comes out with it. Hands off to Sadie Price. Head to Watson. Goes inside. Amira Jackson puts it up and in. Her second bucket. 4 points now. 12-point lead. Biggest of the game for Fleming County. Beach gets in and just blows by Amira Jackson to get a layup. Cut into the lead. She's now got 10. And it's 58-48. Sadie Price. Right side. Gets it out deep to Burns. Burns angles right with it. Price. Off to Adams. She spins. goes down the lane, up no good. Argues with the official back up the floor. Watts, Walker, right side, misses everything long. And a layup's going to be on the other end to Adams, and she gets fouled. Foul will go on Easton. That's her fourth. Thirteen points in this half for Ariana Adams and 18 in the game. Adams has one free throw coming. No good. Rebound, Easton. Easton across the logo. Yep, left side to Thomas, who's in. Right side, Walker. Easton underneath to Kelby Ford, puts it up and in. She's got 17, and it's a 10-point lead, 60-50. That kind of needs a stop. Instead, they're giving up a layup, but she missed the layup. That was Watson. Ford, right side, three-pointer, good. And lead cut to 7, 60-53. Round County will take a full timeout. And we'll take the break with them here in the fourth quarter.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Soon I go to bed. Soon it'll be morning. Soon I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30. Pool tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pool tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pool tab games. Two coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 001694.
Fleming County will play at the length of the floor. Fleming County has cut in a 12-point lead down to 7, 60-53. Fleming County's got some foul issues, though. Sadie Price gets it in deep. Foul called on Olivia Beach. That is her fourth. I think it looked more like a foul than it really was. But she's got to be careful when she has many. Sadie Price throws the ball off. Ford steals it, but now Round County gets it back. And Beach fouls out. Fouls out with 4:27 to go. With 10 points. That was an unlucky foul for Beach there. She's making a play, and Bath County player just stopped right in front of her. It was a good call. Walker steals it, gets it under to Ford, puts it up, no good. Gets her own rebound, puts it up, no good. And Ford's going to get called for a foul. That's going to be 4 on Kelby Ford. Fourth team foul for Round County. 4:18 to go. For Round County, in comes Shayna Abbott. Somebody's got to come out. Okay, finally, Bennett Thomas comes over. Moe gets ahead to Burns. Crosses the timeline. Off to Mallory Price in the corner to Sadie Price. Bounces inside to Adams. Puts it up and in. Easton down the middle of the floor. Ford has it. Sadie Price took a flop, hoping to get foul number 5 on Kelby Ford, but not going to call it. They're going to give Sadie Price her second. Wills out with it. Three-pointer right side, no good. That was wide long. She's a good shooter, Shayna Abbott, but that one did not come close. She had a great JV game earlier. Price gets it inbounds. She'll take it right at Haven Ford. You can just take that to the bank. Now she backs it out if she gets close to the... Adams gets it inside, knocked away by Easton, and she gets the steal. This is, you know, they don't call three seconds very often. Arianna Adams has taken advantage of that in this game. She has just lived in the lane. Pat her on the back. If you're not going to call it, take advantage of it. Walker has it. And gets bumped. I believe that's going to go on Burns. It is. Burns second. King's third. Ford is going to sit down for just a minute. They'll start probably giving her a few breaks here to try to keep her in the game. No one breaking to the ball. And it comes to Easton. It's it off to Wills. Easton. They exchange passes. Inside Easton. Floats one up. No good. Don't think she really wanted to take the shot. But she went up. Ended up having to throw it up there. 62-53. 3 minutes to go in this one. Sadie Price. Breaks down the lane. Off to Adams. Throws it up. No good. Wow. Thank you, Roy Wright. They let her just club Lauren Easton. It took them forever to call the foul. Adams gets her second. Team's fourth. Ford comes back in. Bennett Thomas goes out. Left side Walker. Wills penetrates. It's out to Abbott and Easton gets tied up by Burns. Brown County will get it on the alternating possession. Ford into Walker. Back in the corner to Ford. She goes baseline. Tries to kick it across to Wills. But it's deflected out of bounds by Sadie Price. And to Wills, fall away shot from the free throw line. No good. And Adams has the rebound. Throws the timeline. Had a foot on the three-point line. And no good. And here comes Ford with it. Walker. Ford, three-pointer, no good, batted out, and Ford will get to it, and they bumped, and Ford's going to get her fifth foul. Two players going for the ball. So Ford fouls out with 2:06 to go. 20 points for Kelby Ford. We have two shots on the bonus situation here, and it will be Ava Watson. Free throw up, no good. left-hander puts it up. Good. Out goes Abbott, and in comes Cassie Perkins. Walker, right side. Wells penetrates and throws it away. Not really her fault. She was trying to feed Cassie Perkins in the corner for an open three-pointer. Cassie cut back out to the wing, and now going to be a full timeout taken by Fleming County. They lead by 10 with just a minute 56 to go, and we'll be back after this on WIVY.
Holbrook Drug is not like the big box store pharmacies. Holbrook Drug really knows their customers and their needs. They truly care about each customer. You're not just a number. The dollar spent at Holbrook Drug stays in Moorhead and helps the community. Come into Holbrook Drug today and experience the difference of a truly locally owned small town pharmacy. Old fashioned charm and modern elegance. Holbrook Drug, Main Street, Moorhead.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
Minute 56 to play, a 10-point lead for Fleming County. Fleming County just a minute 56 away from all likelihood taking the lead in the 61st District girls standing. Sadie Price across the timeline. Backs it out. Is it left side to Mallory Price? Back to Sadie, and down to minute 40 now. Price gets it to Sadie. Penetrates inside. Puts it up, no good. Rebound, Eastham. She's bumped, and Ali. She got fouled about three times, and lucky to hang on to the ball. Eric Clark across the way called the walk, and Roy Wright had to stop play and said, "I've got a foul." Walker will go to the line for two. Walker puts it up good. She's got 15, including 3 three-pointers. Puts it up. Good. 8-point lead with minute 23 to go. And it comes to Burns. Burns crosses the timeline. Kicks it out to Sadie Price. Back to Burns, down to minute 10. Okay, he's either got a steal or foul. If they want to get back in it, they hit the minute mark. Foul called on Graham County's. Bennett Thomas. At the free throw line for two is Watson. She's 1-4 from the free throw line. Puts that one up short. Wow, she's a 78% free throw shooter. She has struggled from the line in this game. Second one up, and that one was good. It rolls around and drops. Walker, as they roll it up, gets it head to Wells. Wells to Walker. Wills gets it. Takes it all the way under. Puts it up. Good. 9 points for Wills. Round cut him. Cuts it down to a 7-point lead with 44.3 seconds. And I believe we've got a 30-second timeout taken. Will be Fleming County basketball when we get back to action. Aaron County's had two players foul out, Kelby Ford and Olivia Beach, and Lauren Easton, who's had a great game, is playing with four personal fouls as far as rebounding, blocking shots, and playing defense, and actually even running the offense for a while. Got to throw it in is Mallory Price. He gets it in to Burns, and she's fouled. Foul will go on Shayna Abbott, her first. We're already in the bonus for both teams. Burns, a 63% free throw shooter, has not attempted one in this game. Free throw up. Good. 65-57, 8-point lead. And that one is up. No good. Rebound. We'll go to Round County. Comes to Walker. Cassie Perkins goes baseline. We got to Walker. Somebody needs to shoot. Walker's going to take it under. Little Euro step. Puts it up. No good. Ball knocked away from Wills on the rebound around the count. And we'll have it under their own basket. Time is just about run out. 26.6 seconds. Corner. Perkins, three-pointer from the left corner. Rolls around. No good. Easton has it. Goes up with it. Puts it in. And she's fouled. Foul is going to be on Watson, her fourth. 21.1. Brown can cut it to five right here if Easton can hit the free throw. And that one's no good. Rebound, Mallory Price. Walker fouls her. That is Brinley Walker's first. We'll walk the length of the floor with 18.8 seconds left. And Mallory Price will shoot a couple. She is 3 for 5 free throws this season. Puts it up. Good. Back to a 7-point lead. The free throw's up good by Mallory Price. It's her first 2 points. Wow. Coach Brad Cox is wondering, why in the world, Ava Watson, would you commit that foul? And that's her fifth. There's only 17.8 seconds to go. She'll go out with 6 points, and Round County will get free throws. Walker. First one up. Nope. Off the back of the rim to the front, and it would not fall. That one's good. 67-60. Foul call on Walker. First, second. And Burns will go to the free throw line for two more. It has 8 points. Pushes the first one up. Good. And tomorrow night from Menifee County, a doubleheader. Girls at 6. Boys at 7:30. 13 seconds. Perkins sets with a three-pointer right side. Good. Yes, Brown County had one more timeout left. And they take it with 7.8 seconds to go. Lead down to 68-63. Now, I guess it has to be a full timeout, but we're going to keep it right here. Anyway, since we're only 7.8 seconds from this one being over. And tomorrow night's game on WIVY 96.3 and WIVYradio.com. After this one, Fleming County is going to be 3-1 in 61st district play. Round County is going to be 2-2 in third place behind Bath County. That's 3-2, and Menifee County is 0-3. Well, it's got to be really troubling, though, to Coach Matt Stokes, as this will be the fifth consecutive loss for Round County. Madison Central, Nicholas County, Ashland Blazer, and those are really good teams. And then Bath County and Fleming County, the last two games. Mallory Price. It's the ball into Sadie Price. This foul coming before by Easton. And Round County will lose its third player. The 5 second mark. Easton goes out with 4 points, but while she did so much more for the Lady Vikings in this game. Sadie Price, 2 free throws. 5 seconds to go. Puts that one up good. 15 now for Sadie Price. And that one's no good. Rebound by Wills. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Has it knocked away, and that's it. Fleming County on this one, 69-63 over Round County. Round County did battle back a little there at the end. They were outscored in that last quarter, 18-50. Round County actually had 18 outscored Fleming County in that quarter. But Round County's going to go to 11-9 overall, 6-6 in the region, and 2-2 in the district. Fleming County now 12-6 overall. 13-5 overall, I'm sorry. And 7-2 in the region, 3-1 in the district. We'll come back with the stats after this on WIVY.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times.
Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
This is Lisa Kidd at Whittaker Bank. We take pride in providing friendly hometown service and exceptional products to our customers. Whether you're looking for a checking account that can actually save you money, like our Whittaker Perks account, or you just want a no-hassle checking account with a local bank you know and trust, what are you waiting for? Visit a branch today or give us a call at 606-784-8966 and let us show you why Whittaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
This is Taylor with Eagle Finance in Moorhead, and we can help with the extra cash you need. Whatever the reason, come see us. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off of I-64. Loans made easy, payments made affordable. You can apply online at eagle.com or call us today at 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
We take this opportunity to name the St. Clair Healthcare backing player of the game, and this one is going to Brinley Walker. Brinley certainly filled up her stat line tonight, had a great game with 19 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals. So the St. Clair Healthcare Viking player of the game, Brinley Walker. The Vikings led 23-17 at the end of the first. It was 33-33 at the half. 54-45 Fleming County at the end of 3 and 69-63 Lady Panthers. The final. They led by as many as 12 points. We had really one lead change in the game is all. And once the Fleming County got the lead. They kept it. Round County led by as many as 11 points back in the first quarter. We had ties at 2, 10, 26, 31, and 33. 5 of them. And Fleming County pulls away for the win. Fleming County led by Ariana Adams with 20 points. 15 points for Sadie Price. 9 points for Avery Argo. 9 points for Lacey Burns, 6 points for Ava Watson, 4 points for Amira Jackson, and also 4 points for Chloe Holland, and 2 points for Mallory Price. For Round County, 19 points for Brinley Walker, 18 points for Kelby Ford, 10 points for Olivia Beach, 9 points for Diamond Wills, 4 points for Lauren Easton, and 3 points for Cassie Perkins. Taking a look at Lauren Easton's, of course, she did not score a lot of the game, only took 3 shots, 2 of 3, 0 of 1 from the free throw line, but 18 rebounds, along with 6 assists, and only credited with 2 blocked shots. I would have to certainly more than debate that matter. She had quite a few more than that in this game tonight. And Vikings 24 of 60, 40%, 6 of 20 from behind the arc, 30%, and 9 of 20 from the free throw line, only 45%. Fleming County 25 of 60 from the field, 41.7%, 6 of 14 from the arc, 42.9%, and 13 of 25, 52% for the free throw line. Rebounding 37 to 46, Ram County with the 46 rebounds, and of course 18 of those for Lauren Easton. 18 fouls whistled on Fleming County, 21 on Round County, 13 assists for the Panthers, the leading assist person for Sadie Price, 18 assists for Round County, 6 of those for Lauren Easton, 11 turnovers on Fleming County, 17 on Round County, 2 block shots on Fleming County, 3 block shots on Round County, but that has to be a little bit higher than that because Lauren Easton had well more than 2 block shots in the game, 7 steals for Fleming County, and 8 for Round County. Coach Matt Stokes has joined us, and another tough one, Coach.
It is. It's we've kind of gotten in this rut. Now, I will say I feel like tonight was the best we've looked in the last couple of weeks as far as our effort goes.
Early and extremely late, that's for sure.
Right. Left. And we got in foul trouble there in the second quarter, and we had a lot of girls in there who we wouldn't normally play a whole bunch. You could tell a big difference, especially on the offensive end. They kind of got lost in where they needed to go, where the ball needed to go. But I was a whole lot more happy with our effort tonight. I don't typically say it, but it's hard to beat an extra person on the floor. It makes it tough. There was one out there that just made it a tough game for us, and I usually don't say much about that. But there was some pretty wild calls that I don't see how he made those calls or he didn't make calls one way or the other. But I'll do that in my evaluation when I send it in. So,
yeah, our player of the game was, and you can look on the stats. I've already given them, but Brinley Walker was our player of the game. It could have been Kelby Ford. It could have been Lauren Easton. Those three really, really just picked the team up on their shoulders.
And Diamond had a tough game. Diamond played hard. Like she's getting into the paint, and I think she's trying to look to draw a foul more than just going and finishing her layup. You know, we had that issue a lot with Haven even last year. Haven would go into the lane and look for a foul instead of just making a layup. And I think Diamond's there right now. It's one of the things we talked to her about. Go make your layup. Don't worry about if you get fouled or not. And, you know, she's been so used to drawing those fouls and getting to the free throw line that it's not coming for her right now. And you know, but she's still attacking. We want her to attack. If we can get her back going, now we've got Brindley going a little bit. You know, Liv played a good ball game. We've got to keep her out of foul trouble. But, you know, it seems like we've got 2 or 3 going at a time instead of all 5 of them going at a time. And we got to get to where all 5 of them are playing the way we know they can play.
You know, we have a pretty good angle for the lane up here. When you watch the video, watch Miss Adams and her, the time she spent in the lane and never had to leave. And she's tough enough when she has to go in and out of the lane.
Yeah. You know, her and Jackson both, I mean, they do such a good job of getting position early. You know, we tried some different defenses on them. And, you know, it got to a point where he was doing some different matchups out there that we tried to switch in the game what kind of defense we wanted to play on them. And it didn't work out too well after they scored a couple of buckets, and then we're like, hey, you got to switch. Well, by that time, you know, they've already put 4, 6, 8 points in a row on us instead of us going ahead and making that switch early on how we want to play them in the post.
Well, short time to think about this one.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I've told them they still have some hope because, you know, you go win tomorrow night and you play Menifee again, you know, you win both of those games, and it's I think it'll be a 3-way tie or something with us, them, and Bath, if I remember that correctly.
Well, it's 3-1 right now, Fleming, 2-2 Round, 3-2 Bath, and 0-3 Menifee. That's right. What I have right now. And there's just so many games, you know, several games left
to
play.
You know, I mean, they're still in a position to get a tie for first in that district. But, you know, and we keep telling the girls, like, the district tournament, it's going to be tough no matter who you're going to play. Our district is pretty good this year, so we got to be ready to play no matter who it is. And, you know, we did a little bit better tonight. We still got some stuff we got to work on, but at least our effort was a whole lot better than what it's been in the past. So, you know, we got something to build on. Brindley finally came out of her shell and had a big game for us. So we've got some stuff to be happy about. And, you know, we'll go over to Menifee tomorrow night and see if we can kind of keep this effort going for another game.
Yep.
it would be good to get that stopped, because your schedule's kind of tough coming up.
The second half of the year.
Who made that schedule?
I'm not going to say anything about that one. But yeah, that's one of those things that, we started off so well. I was really shocked at how well we started the season off, just because we were so young and so inexperienced. I thought the way we had played the last few weeks is how we would start the season off, and it's kind of been the opposite. We started off really well, and now we've kind of hit that spot where it looks like we're a young team, and we're not sure what we're doing out there, and it's not where I thought that would happen. But, all we can do is just keep getting them in the gym, keep working. If the girls got each other's backs, they're pushing each other, they're working hard together, so we got to stay positive and hopefully we can right the ship tomorrow night.
All right. Thanks, Coach, for coming
up. Thank you, sir.
I noticed, by the way, when you were way out on the middle of the floor about that, after that really horrible call, all the officials turned the back and looked the other way because they didn't want to see where you were.
Well, they knew it was a bad call too, and that's one of them came over and I'm like, that's a terrible call. He's not made one foul call against him. You can go watch our film. He didn't make one foul call against him the whole night. So that wasn't even a foul. It was a clean block, and he caught it from the other side of the floor. They said, yep, we know. So I think they knew I had a right to be very upset with that call, and they kind of let me go for a second. Then, of course, Raven grabbed a hold of me, and I'm afraid to mess with Raven. So when she pulls me back, I've got to go back or I'm in trouble. So,
all right. Well, we'll see you tomorrow night from Fritchburg.
That's right. Let's go.
All right. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Tough night for Vikings. They did have little things going against them, but hey, give credit for Fleming County. They shot well. They rebounded. They didn't rebound well. That's one around County just whipped them on the boards. But they also, did a good job of getting the ball inside and getting easier shots, so they were able to shoot better than Round County, but not much better. Round County, you try to look and see where the difference is. Points off turnovers, that's seven of them points came from that, 17 to 10. Fleming County on points off turnovers. And then Fleming County got great bench scoring, and, that was Argo sort of, you didn't see her after halftime, but she had hit three big three-pointers in that first half and had 9 points. And, that was when they started their runs in the second and third quarter. Round County won the first and fourth quarter, but it was big-time Fleming County in the middle two periods. Well, we want to thank the folks from Fleming County for their help. Also, all the Round County folks on Monday on Studio Controls. Now, tomorrow night, first game is going to be at 6 o'clock, pregame around 5:45 most likely, and then it'll be the boys' game, the second game, probably about 20, 25 minutes after the girls' contest. Round County won the JV game 44-29, and our St. Clair Healthcare Viking player of the game was Brimley Walker. Final score, once again, Fleming County 69, Round County 63 in girls' play. Until next time, this is Randy Stacy. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Rowan County Basketball on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Tonight's game sponsored by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Caskey Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Clark's Pump and Shop, Coffee Tree Books the Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Gateway Cycles, Holbrook Drugs, JCA Auto Sales, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimus Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Staggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. More 24-7 fun coming your way on the home of Rowan County Athletics, 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.